Space News 59. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 5, 2025. The first piece of news for today. The new High Council in Temma is starting to work, while they finish adapting to their new roles. As I explained before, the infiltrated former High Council whose members are now all arrested because they had links with the Earth's Cabal, among other bad things, like staging a coup d'état and attempted murder, is now in the process of receiving its sentences. The problem is that Tejitans don't quite know how to manage high-level criminals, and many of the High Council members, those with minor crimes, most probably will only end up in a rehabilitation resort, which is something like a spiritual retreat, where they will be guided and healed. I see this almost as a prize, not as a punishment, so I tend to see this as too mild and very Pleiadian, if you know what I mean. And as for the rest of the ex-High Council members with the heaviest of crimes, I still don't know what they would do with them, but there is talk of taking some to one of the containment gulags in the frozen Tejetan planet Dakati, and others may also be sent back to Earth, but I don't know yet in what circumstances in the case they would be, certainly not to free them there. As I mentioned before, several Cabal and high-class business tycoons were discovered living and hiding in Temma and were arrested. I cannot give names here, but I don't have to, as they are some of the most hideous Earth Cabal characters you know, or have known well, those that make your stomach revolt, and who supposedly have died in the past 5 or 6 years. They didn't die, they were only taken off planet, rejuvenated in a wet medical pod, and set free to enjoy life. Well, several of them are now arrested and will be treated as high-level dangerous criminals, and will be sent to the gulags in Dakote, where they will be contained not only at a physical level, but also at a soul or spirit level, with the help and example of the Irma people who have a lot of experience containing evil spirits and entities. The only arrested illegal human with apparently no strong crimes against him is a businessman who likes to bite a certain type of fruit only once. Apparently, he will only be sent back to Earth, but after a thorough investigation of how he got to Temma, and who took him there and why. As you can see, many high-level individuals on Earth stage their own death, only to be taken off planet, rejuvenated with above-human technology which also solves their health issues, and continue to enjoy life, with no consequences, at least until now. We do not know yet how many have managed to infiltrate themselves into Tejetan society, with the help of the Rotten High Council, but the military is at work investigating and following the traces and leads to all of them. After some research, it was found that there was indeed a coup d'état in Tejita some 7 years ago, as the former High Council that was functioning before 2018 was replaced with the ones that were just arrested a few days ago. While researching what happened to them, I found out that of the 24 former High Council members, 19 were dead, and 5 are missing. 19 former High Council members dead in 6 or 7 years is way too strange and unusual, even though officially each one of them died because of different reasons, and spaced through those years, and this strongly suggests foul play, most certainly from the rotten High Council that was just arrested. Officially, one drowned while his boat capsized, another fell off a tree while pruning it, yet another had a piece of roof fall on his head, and so on. This opens an entirely new line of investigation. Moving on to other items. We've noticed that the UFO drone hype is lessening in intensity, apparently because the governments have instructed the media to stop giving so much attention to the subject. I suspect this could even be yet another maneuver to gain even more credibility, making people believe their human-made drones are part of some kind of extraterrestrial invasion. Yet having said that, I must insist that many sightings may indeed be of non-human craft as they dwell all around Earth all the time. Yet, to the best of my data, there has not been any type of increase in ET traffic inside Earth's atmosphere. Perhaps the increase is only because people in general are paying more attention to the skies and to UFO reports all around the globe. But I insist that at least the vast majority of those drone and UFO sightings are man-made, and governments know. Moving on to the next related subject, there has been a lot of talk about toxic fog appearing in different places around the world. Apparently, breathing that fog that also smells strange and chemical makes people sick, and with various respiratory irritation symptoms. The explanation that is going around in the media of all kinds says that it may be caused by substances that were ejected from the 42 volcanoes that have been active in the past few days. Their ashes and other ingredients do travel around the world and can affect faraway places, all depending on the wind and climate flow dynamics of each region and of the entire planet. Although this is quite valid, also taking into account the chemical research data coming from our 110cm drones, which also corroborates this data at least partially, we have discovered other ingredients in the fog and affected places that are not of volcanic origin. There is a large concentration of the substance that is called by the same name as the one used inside pencils. Use your thinking hat, please. There is also a high concentration of industrial solvents which are not natural, in some of the places where samples were taken for analysis. These solvents, as well as the pencil ingredient, I cannot say its name here but you know what I am talking about, are congruent with what some aeroplanes spray above your heads. Again, sorry for not being able to say things straight. Our theory is that the cabal is using the opportunity the volcanoes created to use its ejected material and gases as a transport mule for their chemicals, especially pencil core ones, as it is a perfect cover. Many places where samples were taken from did not come up positive with any volcanic material, yet had a heavy concentration of pencil core material. In the places where volcanic ash was discovered, even in small quantities, the pencil core material tended to agglutinate with it, creating large, seemingly mysterious structures found on the ground and elsewhere. The pencil core material also tends to create strings in the sky, strings that look like extra large spider web lines which also tend to agglutinate with one another, and this has been going on for years now. What aircraft drop varies in composition around the globe, it is never the same as they include various ingredients as they see is needed for each one of their intentions, mostly to alter the weather to their convenience, and this is the case with this fog incident as well. We cannot take samples from every place, so we still advise caution. Do not breathe the fog if you have detected it is not a simple cloud on the ground. I hope I am wrong, but it is highly probable that the cabal may start to attack the people creating incidents of this nature or kind, involving strangely appearing toxic fog or even air, perhaps even blaming it all on the drones, which are seen and pushed in the media as alien spacecraft, and perhaps as part of the false alien invasion. If I know something more, I will keep you informed. In the next piece of news, Athena has left Sardiclea on her fighter-class starship, Susie Mark II, searching for little Sophia Yagi. She believes she can find her and bring her home. A starship engine and its variable frequency generators emulate consciousness, as everything that exists is frequency and vibration, so in theory, Wherever Sophia may have gone with consciousness, an adequate starship can go there as well. We also know now that little Sophia sometimes uses an Arcturian-built artificial portal. It is a golf ball-sized sphere that opens into something resembling a flower when activated. The little machine has a miniature Seropoint reactor at its center, surrounded by several layers of onion-like superconductor material, and as the layers move in relationship with one another, causes the generator to produce a different frequency. It is controlled by a miniature computer with a hologram interface, and when opened, the flower shape is really a dish antenna that projects the generated frequency about a meter and a half away from the user. The user has the frequency map of where he or she wants to go, programmed into the memory of the little machine, and when activated, it produces a small portal strong enough to transfer a single person to the desired location. Although this may sound really far-fetched for most of you, and very hush-hush, here it is not that advanced in technology, and it is a fairly simple device. Although available to them, in general, Tajitans don't like to use portals of any kind, as they are unreliable and seen as dangerous, especially those small portable ones, as they are known to malfunction, with catastrophic results, like sending half the user to Alpha Centauri and the other half to Aldebaran, as an example. All portals and starship engines leave a frequency wake which can be used to calculate where it has jumped to, so Athena, Tina, is counting on this to go look for little Yaji. Whether Yaji Swaru only teleports using this technology she kept hidden from us, or she can also do so using her mind alone, remains unknown, but she has a lot of explaining to do when she comes back. Athena left Starship Sardaclea's hangar last night, January 4th, to 5, and we hope she can find little Yaji Sophia, and come back safely with her as soon as possible, because these kinds of missions are quite tricky and difficult to calculate how long they will take. I personally dislike time jumping and all its variants, as I've had bad experiences with it, as many of you already know. Next subject. One last note, when we send our thank you emails after your beautiful donations, sometimes your emails reject our message. We send all of them, but sometimes it is your email configuration that rejects the message, so please check your spam folder or your email configuration. As a last note, I wanted to say that what CIC said in their last message was a conclusion we all agreed on, and not something the military imposed against any one of us. I am the one in command here as the Tajetan Queen, and not any one of our military. I just want to make that very clear. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.